And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa back in the studio here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma here. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. Santa Ron Lane is here from Fast Lane Kayaks, and he brought his sidekick, expert angler. We call him the Professor Chris Minnick.
That's right.
So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, feels great to be back, and what a great day to come back with these couple of guys in the studio. Today's going to be a great day, dude.
Welcome back.
Thank
Ricky.
You.
How's everything with the new baby?
It's awesome, man. Really, really fun. It's all things that a new baby would be. We're just having the best time. He's rad. Awesome. No sleep, but other than that, it's the best thing ever, man. Yeah. He's super cool. He's healthy. He's happy. He's doing great. Mom's even better, and boy, I don't know what we would do without my mom and Dal's mom and my sister. They're a major help. But yeah, we're doing awesome.
Grandma's.
And yeah. Thank God for it, man. I don't know what we do, but yeah, we're having a fantastic time. And
that's good. How much has the baby grown?
So this is something that I didn't know pre-having kids. When he was born, he was basically 9 pounds. He was 8 pounds,
ooh,
15
wow.
ounces.
Big.
And then, you know, like they lose weight from the second they get born. Cause you know, in the womb, they're being fed 24/7, you know, like that. And then they lose weight. And so we're not quite back to birth weight yet, which is like the goal that you're looking for, because, you are on an every 3 hour feeding schedule, no matter what, every 3 hours, which means 2 a.m., 5 a.m., 8 a.m., you know, like, until you hit birth weight. And then once you hit the birth weight again, then the feeding schedule adjusts until when they want to be fed. And so we're knocking at the door. We're not quite back to it. Yeah, we're getting close. Yeah.
Okay.
we're ready, man. Let me tell you. The 2 a.m. comes real early, let me tell you.
I'll bet.
But everything's going really good, man. We couldn't be happier. And we've had tons of support from all the listeners and buds, everybody reaching out. And it's just been awesome. We're really stoked.
And
Thank you.
Big Brother Wyatt taking it?
It's crazy. We didn't know what to expect, you know, because Wyatt's young. I mean, he'll be two in January. And so we did our best to, you know, hey, you know, you're going to be a big brother. But he's one. He doesn't know exactly what's happening. And it was awesome. I mean, he's so into him and so gentle with him and just treats him like his own. And all he wants to do is see the baby, and he wants to, like, hand the baby the pacifier and that kind of stuff. It's rad.
Wow.
It's really cool to see. So far, so good. We couldn't be happier, man. Life's great right now.
And Dallas is doing well.
She's good, yeah. Yeah, she's recovering well, and it's a very busy time in our house. Dallas finishing nursing school in 2 weeks.
So
I know, yeah. So she went through all of this with finals and everything else, and the baby came, just miracle of timing, the baby came the day she started Thanksgiving break, so she had a week of Thanksgiving break, and then she worked, she has one day off a week, but she worked on all those days off to, like, bank hours so that she could take a second week off of family leave, which she's in right now, and then goes back to nursing school on Monday for 2 weeks of finals, and then we'll get to be back off be done with nursing school. So, yeah, crazy time in our house right now, but it couldn't be better, man. We're stoked. We love it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're
all
very proud and supportive of you.
Thanks, buddy.
We're also very glad you're back here on Let's Talk About.
Good to be back.
Although Corey and Brandon did an excellent job and fantastic. We're so grateful to have such a great support staff here.
I know. I listened to the shows. I loved it. I thought it was great. It was really fun to get to just sit back and listen. You know, I mean, I'm a Let's Talk Hookup fan before I'm a Let's Talk Hookup host, and I had the best time kicking back. I mean, I got to get up with my boy Wyatt and let mom and Waylon hang out and sleep in, and we just got to hang out and listen to the radio show. It was awesome, man. It was reminded me of being, you know, back in the day of my dad. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, speaking of Let's Talk Hookup, we had a few issues on the website archives this week. We always say the best way to listen to the podcast archives is on our app.
Sure.
I mean, and the app has been working flawlessly thanks to Adam and all his hard work. But for some reason something in the cache of some people's computers, they weren't able to download the last 2 weeks of Let's Talk Hookup. It's up now, but if you have that problem, if you're listening to us on your computer, then basically just clear your cache and then reload Let's Talk Hookup, and it should come up.
Oh, okay.
So it's there. All right.
So this is for folks that are, like, going onto our website and then downloading directly onto the computer
onto
and then listening that way.
Correct.
Rather than going through the app.
On the app.
Got
of course,
it.
We always say the easiest way, the best way is on the app, the free app that we have. It's a fantastic app. But if you do listen
Got
on
it.
A computer, just if you're not getting the current ones, just clear your cache and then reload it.
Got it.
That's what I'm told by the expert.
And
it worked for me yesterday.
Okay, cool.
So it's all right.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, totally.
Clear your
Take
cache.
Take my cache.
Yeah. Clear. Yeah, just dump your wallet.
Yeah, my cache got cleared long ago.
Yeah. So, good morning, Ron Lane.
Yeah,
hey,
good, bud.
How's it going?
Yeah, great. So, it's busy time at Fast Lane Kayaks.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And, you know, it's always something new. And sometimes I'll go through, you know, seasons and they feel the same, but this year feels completely different. I've re-fallen in love with all these little kayaks.
Yeah.
And the reason was I had a bunch of people from the Midwest come out and visit us. So I'm pulling out the kayaks. I took a Fiesta, one of the inflatable four-seaters, out to Mission Bay. You remember the weather we had?
Oh, yeah.
These people came out from the Midwest, and they just hit it perfect.
Yeah.
So I throw it on the bay. We have a bunch of fishing rods. You know, you can buy your fishing license online.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Everything's
and it's a 365-day license now.
So they all bought fishing license. It was so easy.
Yeah.
So they're going out fishing for spotties, and you wouldn't believe the fun they had.
That was great.
Any dad or grandpa that's looking for something fun to do for his whole family, get a Fiesta, throw it on the beach, throw a few fishing rods on
it. Totally.
So what is the Fiesta?
It's
a party barge.
It's a party barge.
basically, it's an inflatable pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's like a giant inflatable kayak It goes in a bag. I had a guy pull up at the store and he says, I'll buy one if it'll fit in this Bronco. I'm going, uh-oh.
How many you want, buddy?
No problem, huh?
Well, we got one in.
Yeah, and it holds four people.
No, more than that.
It's got four seats.
Four Mirage
Chris drives. Chris is showing me the picture right now.
Really fast. They're nimble and so fishable. I was out with Fisher and Finley and Jared and myself. And, you know, Uncle Hayden's on a I-11 right next to us. And we're out fishing. We had a whole family fishing
derby.
That's
so rad.
And what was so interesting to me was I was just sitting on the beach in a lawn chair, and I was having so much fun just looking out on Mission Bay watching them catch spotted bait.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then they came in and said, man, we caught this one. It was really stinky. The guy's caught a little barracuda.
Oh, how funny.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, they thought they were beating on their chest.
Yeah. So, Chris was just showing me pictures of the iTrek series. And what's the difference between the inflatables and the iTreks?
No, that's all. They're all the same thing.
They're all iTreks.
iTreks is,
okay. is the inflatable.
Okay. It's a new inflatable.
There was the I-11, and then they 2 years ago they went, or 3 years ago, they went with all new models.
The I-9.
The 9.
Which is Chris's favorite.
Yeah, Chris, and Chris is a glutton for fun. He's always having fun. He's always re-rigging boats. That's why we call him Professor. He takes a boat, and so whenever I go do something, I just go, hey, Chris, how do you rig this?
Is he the only guy you know with a live scope on an I-9?
No.
No?
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
So far. I mean, he's a little bit like the Pied Piper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People go, oh, yeah, that's a good. But that's the cool thing. It's like, now you were talking, you went and visited the new Hobie factory, right?
Oh, man. Well, that's impressive. It's amazing. It's all brand new.
It's right over the border here, right?
Yeah.
In Tijuana.
And
no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. And it's all brand new, and it's giant. It's not like in little separate buildings and moving things back and forth. The powder comes in one door, and it turns into kayaks and goes out the other door.
That's as cool. A kayak.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the setup there, we were so lucky to have one of the owners, Mike Suzuki, came down and took me and another dealer from, you know, the East Coast, and we got to go with our families down to visit. You know, Ava went, and we got to go visit down there, and, man, this is like Henry Ford on steroids.
Yeah, I'll bet. How fun.
And so the product has just jumped, and, you know, they've always been the best.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they're way above everybody others, all the other kayaks, but now they've taken another leap in quality, and they're going to have the ability to keep up so that we won't have shortages.
Yeah.
Yeah, that factory's amazing.
So they moved basically the production facility from Oceanside to Tijuana, and it's a much bigger, more efficient system.
Oh, yeah.
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 And you're able to get kayaks whenever you want.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what's hot right now? I mean, I know Salty Groove's hot, gear is hot, Yak Attack gear is hot. What's hot in the kayak world at Fastlane right now?
Well, you know what? It's funny because inflatables for the last 2 years have been really, you know, I mean, they're our top seller. If you add all the inflatables versus hard,
that surprises me so much. You've talked about that quite a bit the last few times you've been on, and I'm so surprised at that.
Well, it's a blow-up world.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
you know,
so
where are you going to store stuff? All these, like, just this last few weeks, we've been delivering, you know, kayaks down to yachts that are on their way down to Mexico. You want a big hard thing sitting on the bow, right, or do you want a nice little inflatable that weighs 18, 20 pounds, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
sit in a bag somewhere.
Yeah. So that storage thing, guys that are wanting to take trips, I mean, you can put it on it.
You can check it as luggage, right?
Quick story. This will crack you up. So Ava gets an idea to go visit her cousins in the Midwest. They're going to Oklahoma. And she wants to take two I-11s. And I go, well, great. So Ava, and now here's the key, is do your homework on the airlines. Go on the airlines and find out what their rules are. There's oversized and then there's overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ava did her homework. We roll up. And I helped her walk one in, you know. We just walk right in and checked it like luggage. And then the lady goes, that'll be $150. And Ava goes, it'll be $75. you know, $75 for one, $75 for the other makes $150. The guy wanted to charge her for oversized and overweight.
Oh, really?
And she goes, it's one or the other. There, or, you know, you're not going to get charged for both. And I'm going, God, I'm so impressed.
Yeah, right on,
just,
Ava. Yeah,
I would have
cool.
just paid the money and been so, on. So when she took him over there, she just flew right in. Well,
now, wait a minute. Back up here.
Yeah.
So the I-11 is overweight for an airline check, but the I-9 is not. You can check that as 50 pounds or less, right?
They're really close.
They're really close.
The I-9 is like 52 or 53, but it doesn't matter. If it's overweight, it's $75. If it's both, it's $75.
Yeah.
And I didn't read the fine print.
I want to ask the professor, though. Professor... Hand him the mic. Give him the mic. There. So, you're the I-9 expert. So, how oversized is that bag?
It's not. I don't know about the airport rules, but my friend throws it in his Subaru Outback.
Yeah.
You know, and
it weighs about like 50 pounds.
And it feels like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very maneuverable. Yeah,
easy to deal with.
I have three of them in my house.
Is that your favorite boat?
It's my favorite for the fishing I do.
Uh-huh. Which is on freshwater?
Bass fishing. I have one in my Sprinter. I have one in the back of my pickup truck. And so it's real light. I'm getting old, and I have an Outback and a Pro Angler,
uh-huh.
but they're on the heavy side for me if I'm on a steep launch ramp.
Uh-huh.
Just regular flat ground, no problem. But I get on a steep launch ramp, and I got to lift it up, push it up in the truck. It hurts my back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not with the 9. I could throw that under my arm and walk 100 yards to the beach.
And let's clarify this. How old are you?
78.
Okay. There you go.
That's See? Rad, man. Kick See? Ass, Chris. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Now you know why this
my
guy's
point
my
is,
hero.
Is that, yeah. This boat, these boats, the inflatables, are so versatile, right?
Oh, yeah.
For people that want to travel with them.
Right.
Well, yeah.
So Ava flies back, and she's visiting her relatives, you know, and they're Tim and Janet, and, you know, they're just fun people. And so they wouldn't let her leave with them. They bought them on the
spot. They bought them on the spot.
And then we just...
I think Ava had kind of a...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Ava sold her first kayak when she was 8.
Yeah.
But the thing I wanted to say was then we got emails from them and things with pictures of them in Florida paddling with dolphins.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's cool.
They said that one trip... paid for the boats because it was so exciting for them to go paddling with dolphins.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So you're saying so the inflatable market has overstepped the hard boat market right now.
It's close.
That's close.
It's really close.
Yeah, but so what's the hard boat? What's the hot hard boat right now?
Oh, Outback's the new remodel on the Outback
new,
has been
so
hot.
Cool.
And now we got something new. The new 360 XR.
What's that?
Ooh. That got introduced yesterday.
Yesterday? Ooh,
good
this
timing.
Is breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news, and I've got the first two in my showroom today.
Really?
What is a 360?
What's an XR?
Well, you know, the Pro Angler 360 has been out for two or three years, and it's just the best fishing kayak ever made.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes any direction. It'll go sideways every direction. But there were some things that they wanted to improve on, and one was safety. Sometimes when there'd be a problem that you couldn't steer where you wanted to go, well, now you have an unlocking and you can move the Mirage Drive to the right angle and lock it back. And so it's just a safer way to do a really cool offering.
Yeah.
I mean, when you can pedal that Mirage Drive sideways, backwards, diagonally.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to your buddy and you want to get over and share a bait or show him something or look at his fish finder or something. You can just go sideways and you're right there.
How cool is that?
Oh, the first time I used it, I just sat around going in circles and stuff. It was so fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Now, is this a drive that's retrofittable to other boats?
No.
Okay.
No. It's too
only
complicated.
On the Pro Angler 14?
Only on the 14. Well, no, you can get the 12 or the 14.
12 or the 14.
Yeah, but
what if you have a current model of the 12 or the 14?
No.
It has to be specific.
The hull's been changed. The Mirage Drive well.
So you just have to buy a new boat.
What a problem.
Trade it in.
What a problem.
Oh, darn. Yeah. It's time to upgrade.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. And Ron, it's Santa Ron.
Jeez.
Has come bearing some mega gifts.
Man, you're not kidding. We've just got so much fun to talk about with having Ron and Chris and hanging out and talking fun and talking fishing. But, Pete, you nailed it, man. What a generous day we're going to have today. And we're going to have a couple of very lucky in participants of the show, shall we say. We're going to have one lucky caller and lucky texter. They're each going to win either a $200 shopping spree to Fastlane Kayak for Salty Crew gear, which, if you don't know already, Fastlane's one of the best selections of salty gear anywhere, you know, from everything from technical stuff, from the from your outer water, you know, jackets and pants, all the cool T-shirts and shorts and everything. So somebody's going to get a $200 shopping spree for all the killer Salty Crew gear Fastlane, or a $200 shopping spree for Yak Attack gear at Fastlane. We're going to determine who wins either prize, the texter or the caller, via the coin flip at the end of the show today.
So just to be clear, both of them are being given away.
Correct, yeah.
One's going to a texter, one's going to a caller.
Yeah.
And then we're going to, but the question is, which one is going to be heads and which one's going to be tails?
That's what I'm
saying.
I don't know.
Chris call that.
I was lesser familiar with the Yak Attack gear until the show and was asking Ron about it. And, boy, the level that these guys said that this, you know, this is just somebody that's got the highest end aftermarket stuff available, anything for kayak related, is that Yak Attack company. So, I mean, $200, you're going to, well, who knows what you're going to be able to screw or glue to your new boat. That's really cool.
They have the Yak Attack stuff. And that box that they created for the back of the kayaks, it's pretty amazing.
You know, if kayak companies don't pay attention, Yak Attack's going to be, you know, They have it down. The new wheels they have for kayak. I mean, rolling kayaks around has gotten heavier and more complicated. Yeah. Well, they're just
A Southern California based guy, right?
No. They're on the, they're back east somewhere.
They're back east.
But they're making all the right decisions on rod holders, fish finder holders. Hey, live scope things are coming. You know, there's all kinds of new stuff. And what I like about it is it's kayak fishing engineers.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just engineers listening to fishermen. They're fishermen making this stuff.
Yeah.
And so they're killing it.
That's cool.
And they're making stuff better.
Come a long way since milk crates and bungee cords.
Yeah.
We used to call that garage art.
My favorite, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as you can hear, just a fantastic show. If you want to join us, be a part of it this morning, so much cool stuff, give us a call, 213-432-1090 if you want to reach us on the phone. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you get a hold of us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. Lots of great texts already pouring through into the show. If you want to send us a text message, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We talked about it this morning. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and it's the only way that you can send in your text questions to Ron, to Chris, if you want to get in on the fun and have your shot at winning that fantastic prize. Again, $200 shopping spree for Salty Gear, or $200 shopping spree for that great Yak Attack gear. All of it available at Fastlane Kayak. It's going to be a great show. 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends December 15th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. Phone calls are lining up again. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Still available right now. It's going to be a very busy morning once we get rolling here. So probably one of your last opportunities to get through with an open phone line. Again, 213-432-1090.
And you have a chance to win a $200 Salty Cruise shopping spree at Fastlane or a $200 Yakutat shopping spree at Fastlane.
That's really cool, Ron.
Start things off with a great texter from Mike in San Clemente. He says, please have Ron from Fastlane Kayaks explain how assist hoists works putting your kayak back on your car rack. I have a pro angler, and I can't put my back on it myself, back in it myself.
So to put it on, what kind of car was it again?
He didn't say.
He just wants to know how the hoists in general work. He's got a pro angler and wants some assistance getting the...
Well, how I do it on, like, a typical little SUV has a car rack on it. I throw a loading blanket on top of the car. You know, one of those, you know, those little furniture blankets.
Sure.
They're smooth, and maybe even put two on. And I put it in between the two crossbars on the car rack. I'll lift up the back of the nose of the boat. And that leaves the back of the boat on the skid plates on the Pro Angler. Then I'll put the bow right between it. So now your boat's perpendicular to your car. And I grab the back of the boat, slide it up, and then I'll focus the bow on the front crossbar by lifting up and walking it over. So I'm only lifting
but
half the weight.
That's a Pro Angler, though. Can you do that with a Pro Angler?
Yeah, Pro Angler.
Yeah?
You can do it with Pro Angler. You can do it with that. The new Outback has a loading plate in the back.
Because you're not trying to lift the entire boat, you're just putting a piece of it up there. Now it's leveraged, once you got the lever, you're just lifting up the back half.
Right, and sliding it while it's low keeps the weight off of having to lift it.
Uh-huh.
Right? And once you get the nose and things up on top,
sure,
then it's half the weight and it's easy to lift.
There's no lift kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's really simple. And we have videos of us doing it at the shop. If you're having trouble putting a Hobie kayak on your car, just come by the store.
We'll give them the method.
Yeah, we'll show them. Yeah,
bring your
boat.
Thanks for the text. So let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones, again, are packing up. If you want your shot, again, it's 213-432-1090. Let's start with Mike. He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Well, good morning. Thank you. That was very quick. I expected to get on later on the show. But my question is, the kayaks are... The hard kayaks are repairable if there's a small puncture or something like that. What about your inflatables? If there's some unforeseen reason something tears or there's a puncture, can they be repaired?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really easy, too. To tell you the truth, we get holes in the boats. And I'm sitting next to the professor, and he brought in his boat, and he was like looking like, what now? And he had
put a gaff in it.
No, that was another client.
That was Dana, yeah.
Yeah, that was Dana Fistelli. We can quit talking about him now. We got a new guy.
Yeah. New guy that puts holes in the inflatable. Huh?
But Dana's probably listening, and he knows. He's been fishing inflatables for years, and it's an easy process, not any harder than fixing a spare tire. Might be easier because you don't have to take the tire off. But one of the things I do recommend is to buy new glue. Because you never know how old or how long that glue, you know, that repair glue. So you go on Amazon and you buy HH66. That's it. That's the name of it. And just get the little bottle. Don't buy the big lifetime supply bottle because it goes bad. So every time I'm doing a big repair, which I just did some in the shop, I was just practicing on some old boats and repairing them. And, man, it came out great.
Is the repair permanent?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's probably stronger than the other areas. Yeah. No, it's not.
It's just like patching a tire.
Yeah. But, you know, in thinking about, inflatables, you know, everybody thinks that you're buying this big hot dog bun.
That's what I was just wanting to say exactly.
You know, it's like
this
it takes forever to blow up. And when you go to put it back in the bag, it never fits. That's not what these inflatables are. These are like stand-up paddle boards. And it was so funny and so odd to me. Hobie made this stand-up paddleboard SUP.
Yeah.
An SUP for fishing. It was called the Sportsman. And it was wide. It was three-chambered. And I'm looking at that thing. I'm going, man, I'm going to get on that thing, and I'm going to want to sit down.
Yeah.
And then while I'm sitting there, I'm going to probably want to pedal over there. Hey, guys, why don't you put a Mirage Drive in it, a lawn chair on it, and let's go. Well, they did. I couldn't believe it. The thing I'm thinking they came up with, and from the get-go, it was like a big seller.
What do you mean you couldn't believe it? That's what those guys do.
That's what they do.
That's exactly what those guys do.
I should have. Yeah, that's right.
And they cater to fishermen, which is cool.
Well, and so that whole idea is now expanded into, four models.
Yeah, that's rad.
They're brilliant. And the more I use them, the more it surprises me of how I can use them. I mean, I literally had, people fly into that good weather we just had. They flew in and we fished them twice, and they had so much fun. It was the highlight of their trip.
Well, you have more good weather coming this week, so you may have more flying in this week.
Well, you never know. Well, it is San Diego.
Yeah. Hey, you have a great text?
I thought so, yeah. This one was from John in Rancho San Diego. It says, I love hearing from Ron. Great show. Stoked to hear the professors in as well. Hey, Ron, looking ahead at what's coming with new technology, what do you guys think is going to be the biggest change to kayak fishing in the next decade? Looking here to both of your guys' opinion.
Oh,
where do you see change coming in 10 years?
Well, okay, I already have my mind, but I want to hear what Chris has. I don't want to
agree. Yeah.
Well, I would think the ease with which you can customize a kayak for the kind of fishing you like to do. The Yak Attack has just blown me away with how much easier they're making customizing anything exactly your way.
Okay.
So that and LiveScope's coming to everybody.
So LiveScope for a kayak, which you already did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He saw one of my first team guys was a guy named Larry Lauman. Uh-huh. And Larry showed him a bunch of these monster, what were they? The crappie. And he was telling Chris, and Chris was, I must have that. He bought it that day.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing I think is coming to kayaking, and this is like, it's coming to everything. Everybody's putting electric motors on everything.
Propulsion.
I see guys skateboard by, and they're not skateboarding. They're just riding.
Right.
Bicycles all have... Pete, wouldn't be bicycling near as much if it wasn't for e-bikes.
I love my e-bikes.
So motors are coming, and they're in a... This has been about 10 years we've had electric motors on kayaks, and it's still not what I consider to be, you know...
Yeah, it's not there yet.
It's not there yet, but they're making some big breakthroughs. And we've been selling... one of my clients, you know, started a company called Bixby, and we've been selling Bixbys for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And I think the safety thing of... Older guys with maybe health problems having a Bixby on it is not, or a, you know, a little electric motor is not a bad thing.
And now with lithium batteries,
things are getting lighter.
A lot lighter and a lot more power too.
Right. And now I think your analogy to e-bike is like the perfect thing. Just because you have it doesn't mean that's what it turns into. It could be an assist to the pedaling. You could pedal the whole time. You could only crank it on when you're wanting to go up a big hill. You could crank it on because you got tired. You could bike the whole way there, and then electric the whole way back. Like you get to put it on demand how you want it.
Well, I think, you know, this young guy sitting next to me, Chris, summed it up. He called me and he was giddy. He calls me on the phone. He goes, Ron, you got a minute? I go, yeah. And he goes, the Bixby just saved my life. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, I was fishing and it started raining and I was freezing and I was at the back of the lake. And he said he could motor to his car very quickly.
That's cool.
And now he's not sitting shivering.
And that's on an inflatable.
Yeah.
And so it mounts on an inflatable too.
Yeah.
Hey, here's another great text here from our friend Corey in Escondido. Good morning, guys. I made a big mistake last Saturday.
I like that.
Stopped by Fastlane to pick up a measuring device for an upcoming tournament. I screwed up. I took a minute to dream and checked out the Pro Angler kayaks before I left the store. Dang you, Ron and Logan, for being so helpful. I've always been able to think about for the last week is a PA-14, and I sense I'll be joining the Hobie family soon. My question about transporting kayak and size, again back at the transport thing. I drive an SUV and I worry that I might be too much to hoist onto the roof rack. How much does a PA-14 weigh, and do you have recommendations for kayak trailer or way to make it easier to put a PA-14 on the rack?
Man, I love that question.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good job, Corey.
A little long.
Who wrote that?
But because it was so good, we'll let go.
Yeah, that was like an infomercial.
Yeah.
Hey, so trailers, we have them, and that we use the... We use the aluminum one with the independent suspension that Yakima makes. Oh, my goodness.
Super easy.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
But what if you don't want to tow a trailer?
Well, that's the thing is I don't like towing trailers because then it limits your parking around. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times I'll be going to places where I just want to park and get going.
Yeah. And so will a PA-14 fit on the roof rack of an SUV?
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
No, it's a piece of cake. I just explained it.
Doing exactly what you just talked about.
So there's an arm that we sell that'll hook to most racks that brings an arm out the side of your boat.
Right.
And we sell those. And I'm kind of a cheapskate. And I'm always, you know, trying to figure a better, cheaper way to do it. And, hey, a loading blanket. That's easy. Wow. And it's cheap. Now, if I had a brand new, you know, expensive car, you know.
But they do make that loading bracket.
Yeah, there's brackets. There's all kinds of little assists. But that's the kind of thing that when he was down there at the shop, he should have said, how am I going to get that on that car?
How much does a PA-14 weigh?
It's 100 pounds.
It's 100 pounds.
Okay. So you're lifting up. The most you're going to lift is half of it.
Yeah.
And set it on the edge. So you're lifting 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, the next part is the key. And we can show you this. We have videos. You can just sit in the shop and we can watch. I can put you in one to see how comfortable that seat is.
Yeah.
And you can watch the screen
while
I'm putting
it on
your
car.
Oh, I'll be glad to do that.
Yeah, you can help him load it. Yeah.
I had a client come by one time and he was loading his Outback onto his car. And he goes, Ron, you got to see how good I can do it. So I filmed him. And it's funny. I was at a big industry meeting, and I had sent that little video of the client that wanted me to film him to Ruth Triglia at Hobie Cat, who was the sales manager. She says, "Ron, can you show these people this video?" Well, they ended up putting in an order for a whole bunch of the big boats. They didn't think they were going to order them.
Because they were afraid, like, "Oh, these are too big. We're not going to be able to."
Yeah, so I showed them that video of this client. And they go, "Oh, man, we got to get
that's
those."
Easy.
Yeah, exactly. So once you see it, you'll get an idea. And if you want to buy a boat, I'll guarantee I can help you learn how to put that on there.
All right. You have another good one, huh?
I thought so, yeah. Good morning, guys. Another one for the team here, for Ron and Chris. Boys, what's a good affordable fish finder? And then what's the high-end electronics that you recommend? I currently have a Hobie Mirage Lynx. That's from Justin.
Lynx. All right.
Lynx is a really cool boat.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go. Okay. So on the Lynx, I don't like putting.
So describe the Lynx, first of all, for those that don't understand what it is.
It's like a big stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah.
It's thermoformed, but it's called Ace Tech, and it's foam-filled. It only weighs 40 pounds.
Super stable.
Super stable. It's like the I-11.
Yeah.
It's super stable and very fast. It's probably our fastest kayak. And that boat, the way it comes standard, you just add a few things and it's very fishable. That's the one I took out on the Islander on the mothership trip, and the whole crew loved me
because
my
did.
Boat weighed half as much as everybody else's.
Exactly.
They were watching. And anyway, I ended up catching, you know, a few nice yellowtail on it, getting drug all around. But but the fish finder I would use is just the Lowrance or the Garmin. They fit right in there. They're both very good offerings. I'd get the I like the 5 or the 7 inch screen because I can see better. I don't like putting the side scans on it because the cavity that holds the transducer isn't big enough. It doesn't have the guardian like the Outback and the Pro Angler does that will pull that scan that up into the boat. Mm-hmm. You know, that transducer you kind of want to protect. You don't want to drag it.
Yeah.
So when
does the Lynx have a through hole type of setup?
Yeah. It has a little cavity but it'll
fit a smaller
one.
So you can't put a live scope on it. You'd have to mount it on the side.
Right. Well, you pretty much have to mount the live scope on the side anyway because you're using the
you want to move it
the handle the directional thing and like Chris, did you see him grinning? He says live scope is coming.
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna let Chris talk about what he just put on his i9 because that is the upper that's the big one.
Yeah, so Professor Chris,
don't call me that. Callan, the person who handles all the rigging at Fastlane, if I was going to put a scope on a kayak, I would first go to Fastlane and talk with Callan and see what he recommends for any kind of electronics, because he does all the rigging. He has rigged all of my kayaks.
That's cool. Okay.
Well, that's how you know.
He's helped me with everything.
Says a lot.
When it comes to the live scope, that's a very unique proposition because it's real time, forward looking. It has it's basically all of the fancier electronic sonar units in any line, whether it's Hummingbird, Lowrance, or Garmin.
And what do you use?
I'm using the Garmin Live Scope. Uh-huh. Lowrance is called Active Target, and Hummingbird has another name for theirs. But you're getting a black box. You're adding a huge amount of complication to it.
How much is the how much is the draw? Like, how much are you having to add in battery capacity?
That's the fascinating part. So Ron introduced me to the Nakwa battery system, and without going into great detail, it's the way to go. Absolutely the way to go. So Nakwa came out with 20 amp batteries. The normal battery is about 5 amps. So you can run most regular meters on a 5-amp battery. Okay. The LiveScope, I have a 9-inch Garmin screen.
an inflatable kayak.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And it's plenty big enough.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's big. It's big. Yeah, I don't know, man. I have a
9-inch screen, and I believe that draws something on the order of about just a hair on about 40%, I would say, of what the black box draws. So the way these things work is that you buy a black box and a special transducer as a separate unit from the electronic sonar that you buy. So if you buy electronic sonar, you'll get a transducer with that. That's just a standard transducer that you just leave in the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you buy the black box and add that, and the black box. When I'm done with a day of fishing with it, so I use two of the 20-amp Nakwa batteries. Lithium batteries. One for the screen, one for the black box. The one for the screen is down, starts at about 1250 volts and is down to about 1210 after 6 or 7 hours of fishing.
Wow.
The black box is down to about, starts out at 1250 also, is down to about 1180 after, or even 1170 after
a full day use.
After most of a day.
Okay.
And isn't going to run out.
Yeah.
And when I go to charge it, it only uses it only shows a couple of.
Great.
That's good info.
All right. Yeah, good info.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, texts. We got catch reports coming up and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSD.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. Searchersportfishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been 100% packed up. We have one available right now if you want it. That's 213-432-1090. Already off to such a great start.
Yeah,
I love the show.
For sure, for sure. Let's go and jump back on the phones, Rick.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Jerry. Jerry's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Especially Ron.
Great.
Thank you very much for all you do. Appreciate that. Last week I was in a store and he showed me a way of waterproofing your fuse to whatever electronics you're using. And I thought that it was rather ingenious the way that he used a waterproof box that you would carry, like a ID or car keys or whatever. So I thought that maybe he would like to share that with the listeners so that they could also waterproof.
That's interesting. Hey, thanks for the call. That little trick we use is, you know, when you put butt connectors together and you're putting all kinds of electronics inside the boat.
Even with shrink tube and everything, it's still going to leak.
Yeah. They leak.
Yeah.
So we started using these little boxes. It's almost like a thing you'd put a pack of cigarettes or matches in.
A pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, it's the size of a pack of cigarettes, but... the lid opens up, and when we drill little holes in the top of this little lid, we'll put the fuse in, the three butt connectors that go to the power and the positive and negative. Then we heat shrink them, you know, the little butt connectors. But then when we seal that box, we'll caulk the holes that we did from the inside. So now it's waterproof. It does two things. It takes a lot of pressure off of things getting pulled on the wires,
exactly.
And then it keeps it waterproof.
Okay.
And so that little trick we've been doing, and it just kind of hangs inside the boat, or we can hide it like on the.
And what kind of caulking do you use? Just regular silicone or
marine goop?
Okay, marine goop.
Goop. Yeah.
Okay. So that it's like a hard.
It's pliable like silicone would be. Yeah, it's just a better.
It's like 5200.
No, 5200, man. You can't use that stuff. You'll find it on your elbow 2 weeks later.
The white bit. It's on the seatbelt of your car, and it's never getting
everywhere.
Off again.
Oh, no.
It's like, where did that
still
come
have
from?
Yeah.
5200. Yeah. That boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, goop's a lot easier. It's more civilized.
Marine goop, it's called.
Yeah, marine goop.
All right. And you'll show people how to do that at Fastlane.
You know, and speaking of showing people, if you're hesitant in buying a Pro Angler, an Outback, any of the larger kayaks, just come down to the store. We'll show you. We'll let you do it. That's something that's what outfitters and kayak stores should do.
Right.
I mean, that's an objection that everybody has about big kayaks. I remember Dana Pistelli, he wanted to get a Pro Angler, but he had a Revolution. And I go, Dana, what? He goes, no, it's too hard. This is hard enough. I go, no, this is easier. It's a bigger kayak, but it's designed better. The balance of the wheels where the scupper holes are is better, so you're not holding a lot of tongue weight when you're pulling it.
Right.
The other thing is they've designed them to have no wobble in them. You know, you don't have, when you lift it up to put it on the car, there's no wobble because of skid plate. So
what you're saying is that if you have an older Hobie kayak, the newer ones are so much more user friendly.
And they've they're easier. They're easier to roll. There's been so many breakthroughs on wheels. Yak Attack has made some big breakthroughs on wheels.
Chris was talking about the Yak Attack wheels being so collapsible.
So that's what our store's there for.
Yeah.
Come in and check out the new stuff. If it's not easy, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
What I love so much about the new boats is, I mean, how long has Outback been around? And how long has Pro Angler been around? But they still, every year or every couple of years, they go through all these design changes just make them easier. I mean, they take what was perfect, and then they make it better, and then better again, and then better again, and this better even still. And, like,
That's right.
All the time, there's guys that are doing nothing but figuring out how to make that boat better.
You know, it's kind of funny, too, because it makes my job so much easier.
Totally.
Before a thing becomes a problem, they've fixed it already, or they've made it better.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I have a great text here from Dave in Poway. He says, good morning, guys. Ron, do you expect the future electric motors will continue to be designed as external mounts or integrated into the hull in some fashion?
Oh, man, that you're reading my mail.
So maybe Dave's reading your mind there.
Well, when you look at the early electric bikes, that was a great analogy, Ricky. You look at the early ones, and they were kind of weird where they put the battery. It kind of made, you know, the battery was, you know, in a position like on the rack in the back. I have some like that. Well, that's not as good as integrating that battery into the boat. So as bikes have gotten better with the more, I'm sure this is going to happen on kayaks.
Uh-huh.
Has it happened yet? No. Have I seen the ideal thing? No. Have I been selling, you know, batteries for all these years? Yeah. I mean, excuse me, batteries and motors all these years. But I can't get too excited about it because the Mirage Drive that comes in a Hobie is so easy to use.
Yeah.
Why make it complicated?
Yeah.
Now, I understand that guys want to go further. They want to get in quicker. And we can pretty much, you know, solve those problems. But I do think that coming, but I haven't heard this, and I haven't seen it yet. And I go to all the trade shows.
Yeah.
But I think something like that, and that's what I've been crying for.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And either or.
So today at Fastlane Kayaks and Dana Landing in Mission Bay, they're having the 7th annual.
No, next week.
It says December 9th. Okay, you're right. Okay, 7th annual Toys for Tots charity event. But there's an event at Dana Landing. It's the CCA.
The CCA
today.
One. Yes.
Okay, these are two different events.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Bring the toys.
Today.
Bring toys.
Is the CCA. I'm a little confused.
That's all good.
The CCA Toys for Tots charity toy drive.
Don't look at me for clarity. Toys. I haven't slept in weeks. I have no idea.
But anyway, I was counting on Ron to bring it because I thought it was the same event, but it's two different events. But Steve Bernard called me, and yesterday there's a Dana Landing.
I love it. That's
awesome. Two different events. So CCA will be down there. Bring your toys, your unwrapped toys, down to Dana Landing today.
Cool.
And then next Saturday, from 7 to 2 at Fastlane, another Toys for Tots toy drive, right?
Well, yeah. These guys, the kayak club, the Anglers Club, San Diego Anglers Club.
Right.
Let us see here. This is my little team guys are all in. This Liam and all those guys are going to be there. Yeah, the SoCal Kayak Anglers have a tournament.
Uh-huh.
And your entry fee for the tournament next week is just two toys.
Oh, that's rad. Very cool.
And last year, they got a ton of toys. It was great. Guys are dropping off toys that weren't even going in the tournament. And this is the ideal tournament to go be. Like, if you're going to try your first tournament, this is a fun way to do it. It's very inexpensive. You can give them $20 or two toys. But last year, they had great trophies. A kid that was with his dad, or his grandpa. His grandpa brought him down. Some kid won it.
That's cool.
He beat all those guys. And it's a great way to, you know, to start to try kayak fishing and or tournament.
So that's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
At Fastlane.
Yep. And I think.
And just bring two toys and that's your entry fee.
That's your entry fee.
That's pretty cool. All
right. And then the Marines in their uniforms show up and they accept the toy. It was big whoop.
All right.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And today is the CCA event at Dana Landing. So
got it.
We got that straight.
Okay.
Up.
We're clear.
Hey, and this portion of the show, if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as number 4 to 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized. Both come with ring or no ring. See your local tackle dealer or check gamakatsu.com.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Capresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is the new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona. California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seat guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a Batalon grip that offers extreme fatigue fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
The essential tool in your fishing arsenal is fishdope.com. It's such a bargain when you can get the current dope on what's biting and where. Prices have not gone up in many years, but now it's time. Starting January 1st, the full year membership goes up to $199. Still a super bargain for all you get. But if you renew your membership before the end of the year, no matter how much is left on your current membership, you can get the current price, saving you $30. If you're new to Fishdope, use the code hook up now and save $30. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. So take advantage of this special offer, add another year to your membership and save $30 through December. Or new members, just use the code HOOKUPNOW and save. Check it out. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.